This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. 1 week ago, the Bush administration was being criticized for its slow response to the Asian tsunami. Today, Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Thailand. He's looking at the damage, promising assistance, and also asking after Americans who were in the path of the waves.
There are somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 Americans that we're trying to get track of. And I don't even know if they should be called missing. We're just trying to track them down. They are identified to us as a result of calls that have come in from their family members. And so we hope that that number will be reduced in the days ahead.
That's Secretary of State Powell in Phuket, Thailand. Reporter Dwahli Saikautau has been covering the disaster in Thailand, and she is on the line from Phuket. And Dwahli, when Powell speaks about it, what is the basic thrust of the U.S. assistance effort there?
Secretary Powell basically is trying to tell Americans and the world that the U.S. is doing more than just giving financial contribution. He's talking about an operation that is going to be headed by former President Bill Clinton and former President Bush, and he's talking about how the world will see the generosity of the American people as they make contributions to those affected in this region.
We've been talking to people in different parts of the region. There's been signs of American, very direct American military assistance in Indonesia. Are there direct signs of American assistance where you are in Thailand?
Military forces are operating in the area already. There are aircraft battleships that are in the region. There are amphibious groups that are going to be arriving here shortly. U.S. helicopters have been ferrying supplies, relief supplies to communities in need. C-130 planes have been flying from Utapao, the former U.S. airbase that was used in Vietnam, to Phuket, bringing in 15 tons of dry ice in the last several days and more to come.
Now, what about a warning system for the next time this could happen, the kind of warning system that already exists for the west coast of the United States?
Secretary Powell touched briefly on this, but he basically said that President Bush and the U.S. are going to try to do what they can to contribute to a regional warning system, something that is going to be more than just detection, but going to focus on the distribution of information, how to actually contact and share the information about earthquakes or tsunamis, those kinds of situations, so that everyone in the region will have a better idea as to possible disasters in the future.
Okay. And as you look at the situation there, Dwahli, how does the amount of relief, whether it's international relief or Thai government relief, compare to the scale of the problem at this point?
Well, here in Thailand, in terms of just the relief work, it's very, very difficult. It's very tiresome and very gruesome work. The forensics teams that are here, I believe there are about 18 forensics teams, different countries who are assisting Thailand to identify the bodies. And it's an extraordinary task and an unimaginable situation where bodies are still being found 6-7 days after the tsunami hit. Thousands of bodies are to temples. The scene is unimaginable.
Colin Powell didn't come to Thailand alone. He brought along the president's brother.
Yes, Governor Jeb Bush talked about his experience with hurricanes in Florida. He basically took time to thank relief workers here and across the region who have come to Thailand to assist the authorities here. He said on behalf of President Bush, Laura Bush, and the American people that all those working here are true heroes. In the heat and the situation here, it's very complicated, very difficult. Families from all over, at least 25 countries, are here in Phuket searching for missing loved ones. At this point, there are at least 2,300 people missing and at least 5,000 people who have been killed. More than half of that number were foreigners.
We've been talking to Dwahli Saikautau. She's in Phuket, Thailand. Dwahli, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.